zoning code. The property is located on the west side of Shore Drive within the Lake Shore subdivision. The 911 address is 22152 Shore Drive in Seaford. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 331, map 3, parcel 72. The applicant is seeking a 7-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed detached garage. We have no correspondence and no mail return on this.
Good evening, sir. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Hugh McLaughlin, and my address is 22152 Seaford, Pennsylvania, I mean Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Only. I'm a little nervous.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's okay. Nothing to be nervous about tonight, so.
It's because you're not here.
Here we are.
You may present your case, sir. Take your time.
Okay. We just bought this house, my wife and I, 2 weeks ago, from the original owner, Mike, Mikhail, and Eileen. And when they had the house, they didn't have it built, but when they bought it in '92, there was no garage there. I guess there was problem. The neighbor didn't want too close to block the view to the pond. But in 1947, they had a side yard variance of 5 foot. And in 1991, they had a 6-foot variance, I mean, a 6-foot from the side yard.
Excuse me, is that the prior owner or the neighbor?
It must be the prior owner way before. It was probably just fields then.
Okay.
And it's right here in 1947.
So I'll, just to clarify one point. So the Sussex County zoning code did not come into effect until 1970?
That could be.
So the drawing you've provided, we do have it in the packet, copies of deeds that are recorded in the Recorder of Deeds office?
This one too? I don't know.
Well, there is one that is, it appears to be a site plan for a proposed home, and it looks to be like it is a septic permit from 1991.
A few of them. Yeah, this is a 1991 also. And it shows the house, the sidelines.
Okay, you're rubbing up on the microphone there, so it's.
Sorry.
That's okay. No worries.
You would like to see it?
No, we have that in the record.
We have it in.
Yep, it's already been submitted, sir.
So it's five or six feet on this, on the south end, 6 feet on the right. But it had a garage and a home there, and they approved it.
Well, see, say that, when that, I just want to interject, because that permit does not appear to be one from Sussex County. That appears to have been one that would have been a septic permit, because this would have been your, the permitting for a septic, I believe.
There's a couple of them, because the.
Because if you look on, if you look in the paragraph, and I'm looking at this page here where the permit stands, if you go down a little bit, it talks about a 1,000-gallon septic tank.
Yes.
For a three-bedroom dwelling.
Right.
A lot of times, there will be these type of drawings that get submitted with a septic plan. So when it's stamped permitted, that's for the septic, not necessarily for zoning.
Okay.
But it is helpful, because it shows what the proposed dwelling was anticipated at that time.
Okay.
But you have a survey that you presented to us that, trying to see the date on it.
'92.
'92. And it looks like it shows what the dwelling would have been as it was constructed.
Right. Well, irregardless, I'm just saying that there's been some, and I would like to build a garage. So on this page here, which you guys, I guess, all have, I would like to, it's not really wide enough. You can't put a garage on the side, but I would like to put one in the very back, right around the corner from the house. It's, and you, there's the well there, the little dot is the well. And then up here is all the septic. So you can't really put it in the front, sorry. you can't really put it in the front, and you can't really put it in the back other than where that diagram is, because you start to get too close to the water. They have rules that you can't be too close to the water. So I would like to move it 8 feet from the side and be 12 foot from the house. And you would still be able to get access to the back for a fire emergency or rescue for somebody drowning. And there is, I have two photos. Or three photos. And I talked to the neighbor to the south. She's older. Her name's Elaine, but I've only just moved. I haven't even moved in yet. And she has no complaints, no problems with what I want to do. And the person across the street, Scott's, they have no problem with what I want to do.
Mr. McLaughlin, did you give any consideration? I look at this a couple of ways. If you had come 15 foot off the side instead of 18, we probably wouldn't be here. And can you tell me about that?
It would block off a lot of the view of the house towards the pond.
Okay.
Plus the wells back there. Plus you have to have room to get out of the garage. The driveway to the right. To the left, it's all grass, and I don't believe they know exactly where the septic drain field is.
Did you give any consideration to building a smaller size garage?
Yes, sir. Right now, where we are, we have a one-car garage hooked onto the house, and we had a pole barn built 18 by 24, and I still can't get my stuff in there. Like an 18-foot wide garage is not a two-car garage. And I have a 51 Chevy pickup truck, a 2000 Chrysler Sebring, which is my wife's, two motorcycles, and then grass cutters, snow blowers. So that's basically equal to what I have right this minute. And I'm still in Seaford. And I needed a permit to get the pole barn built in Seaford, 18 by 24. Mm-hmm. Plus, come here for part of the permit. And right now, I still have a car that can't get in the garage.
How big's your garage now, you said? That's at this house?
The old house, where I'm moving across town. It's 18 by 24, and what are they, 15 by... the width of a regular
house. So this house does not have a garage?
No garage whatsoever.
Okay. And you still bought it?
Yes, sir. I'm actually my wife. We live in Seaford near Pizza King. It's pretty quiet. If I go away for a couple weeks, my neighbors will cut my grass. And nobody even takes ownership of it. So I'm not in favor of moving necessarily, but it's too late now because we already bought it. But my wife claims it's too loud, which everybody who visits us says it's quiet, but it's quieter out there.
You lost that battle.
I always lose.
I
ever,
too.
You ever hear the one, happy wife, happy life?
I've heard it. Yeah, I live it.
So she hasn't had her car. She has one of her cars in the garage, the Chrysler that's real old. It only has 40,000 miles on it, but her newer car sits out all the time, and she does not like that.
A
I'm not 100% sure how the front of the house, or how this would work, but I'm going to ask this question because I really don't know. Was there any thought put into putting the garage into the front?
Yes, but there's the septic system there, and I showed, there's a picture that shows what that house would look like compared to across the street. There's...
I have those pictures. Or I looked at those.
Yes, the one, it's the one that has an arrow pointing to the garage. It's, that's the one behind the house, and it's going to be taking the place of that shed. And the shed is basically in the, within the footprint of the garage. And the picture shows that you can't hardly see the garage from the street.
What are you going to do if this is denied?
Probably have to rethink, but I don't know. Probably just go shoot myself. Because my wife, my wife definitely wants to move there. And I've already started putting boxes in the attic.
Well, that's not a good alternative.
She actually, it's an Irish couple that built, that bought that in 1992. They're from Ireland, and my heritage is from Ireland. My son got married in Ireland, and we used to meet a lot. There's a bunch of people you probably know, old people that go to like McDonald's in every town. And we go there, and that's how we met them. And they decided they wanted us to have that house because of the connection. Plus, she said it would save her having all kinds of people tracking dirt into it.
Mr. Sharp?
One of the things that, when I looked at this, was your proposed one is 36 by 24.
Yep.
Is that right? If it was, which is by my math, 864 square feet.
Okay.
If it was 800 square feet or less, you can be 5 feet from the property line. 600. I'm sorry. I had the math wrong. Did you look at having a smaller one that would fit within that property line and then perhaps doing a shed or something along those lines to fit your other things?
Now that shed is kind of shot. The guy built it. And he put two together like 20 years ago. And right now, if you were over there, you'd see a white top and half on the bottom because the wood rotted off on the bottom.
I see you're adjacent to Hearn's Pond.
Yes.
And do you get in, I know you've just bought it. Are you aware if the rear yard floods at all, or is there any flood zone?
Somebody has mentioned it like 20. There's actually a picture of the flood zone on one of these pages, but I'm not going to be anywhere near close to any of those.
And is the, do you have a slope in the rear yard? Does it slope down to the pond?
It's pretty level. The only thing problem with water that I know of, the previous owner told me the house to the north, out in front of their house, where the driveway is, sometimes has a water problem. Other than that, no problem, because they have a dam, so the water can't never get so high. Like right now is as high as it ever gets, because it just runs over.
Your driveway, is it on the south side or the north side?
North side.
Okay, so it's on the opposite side of where this garage will be?
It's going to be right behind the house, on towards the south side, but we're going to use the existing driveway to go around the house and have one door to go in.
Okay. So you're going to kind of come up the north side.
Yep.
When you get to the house, you're going to do a 90-degree turn and drive
in the back of it. In the back of it to have access, and we'll have one 20-foot door.
All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Pretty much.
If it does, you may have a seat. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? This time I'll close the public hearing for case 13005 for Mr. Hugh McLaughlin and entertain a motion.
Question for staff. It says side and rear yard. Am I reading that correct? I'm not. Just side yard.
Just side.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 13005 for Hugh McLaughlin for the requested variance. I don't believe that the variance will alter the essential character of the neighborhood and will not impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, and that the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
And I too, but I'm really struggling with this. But with a vote of 3-0, sir, your case is approved.